The History of Fire Cooking, Part 2. In Part 1, we covered the scientific theories on how cooking with fire began, including the scientific documentation that puts this method's discovery approximately 2 million years ago. In Part 2, we will present additional information on how our bodies developed from the introduction of cooking meat, as well as the evolution of the wood fire to the oven. A change in anatomy. Our ancestors were chimp-like creatures thought to be the most advanced animals on Earth. These creatures had long arms, short legs, hand-like feet, large mouths, and powerful jaws. Covered in fur, they slept in the trees. That is, until they discovered fire and learned to cook. Once fire cooking was founded, these ape-like creatures became erect, their brains enlarged, and their jaws became smaller. Why? Because cooked foods provide a higher caloric value. Research has shown that for people who consume raw food diets only, weight loss is guaranteed. In fact, the more raw food consumed, the more weight loss. The only problem with this diet is it takes a lot of raw food to generate a caloric level to sustain an active animal. Our primate ancestors had to graze all day to generate enough calories to keep going, leaving time for nothing else. With the discovery of fire and all its benefits, ape men emerged. Originally covered in fur, a few thousand years following fire's discovery, the fur disappeared. There was no need for fur when fire could be controlled for warmth. This helped to improve hunting skills as the weight of fur made ape men faster. Also, with the discovery of fire, these creatures had no need to escape to the trees at night, as fire provided protection from predators. Without the climbing, long legs developed and feet that looked less like hands. The start of the family dynamic. Once animals were trapped and cooked within flames of forest fire, these creatures sampled cooked vegetation and meat. That changed everything. They began to develop skills at designing knives for hunting. This in turn developed some level of social skills and brain development, as the brain was being fed more nutrients. Flint was discovered and used to produce sparks when rubbed against rocks, allowing for control of fire. Hunting became a daily event. The first gender structure was designed with the males hunting and the females cooking. It was cooking that forced early humans to live by cooperation. Both males and females relied on each other. This was the start of family and more socialized and calmer tempers. With regular ingestion of cooked foods, the brain began to grow. Since cooked food takes less energy to digest, more energy defaulted to brain development. Learning to cook gave these developing humans more time, which allowed for more food discoveries and time management. The oven. Once fire was discovered and its various traits harnessed for the betterment of life, it was a slow transition to bringing cooking from the outdoors into the indoors. First, as mentioned in part one of our series, it transitioned into cave dwellings. We know that in ancient times, the period of 60,000 BC to 650 AD, ancient Egyptians, Jews, and Romans all used some form of stone or brick oven cooking, fired with wood to produce breads. In fact, that early design remains very much like the pizza bread ovens of today. Beehive-shaped brick ovens came about in colonial America, the period of 1492 to 1763, and was the advent of learning to control the amount of wood to ash to regulate temperature. If you've ever heard of or used, quote, the hand test, unquote, to measure temperature of a grill or outdoor cooking fire, then you know how colonial Americans tested their ovens. Hold your hand about 5 inches from the cooking surface. The number of seconds you can hold your hand there equals a temperature level. High temperature, 450 degrees to 550 degrees Fahrenheit, is 2 to 4 seconds. Medium temperature of 350 degrees to 450 degrees Fahrenheit is 5 to 7 seconds. And low temperature of 250 degrees to 350 degrees Fahrenheit is 8 to 10 seconds. Colonial Americans would add more wood to increase temperature or open the door to reduce it. In the 1700s, cast iron stoves were invented and began to replace the wood hearth cooking of earlier times. In 1795, one version of the cast iron stove was invented by Count Rumford that was different from earlier versions in that it had a single fire source that could be regulated individually for different pots being used at the same time. Additionally, it could heat the entire room. Unfortunately, it was extremely large, making it difficult for most kitchens to accommodate it. In 1802, in Leicester, England, the first recorded use of gas for cooking was invented. Despite this invention, it would be several more decades before the first commercially produced gas stove would hit the market. Previously, wood and coal stoves were used. With the discovery of electricity, man continued to find new uses for this source of energy. One of the keys was to incorporate it into the home, and the electric stove was key to making home life easier. In 1892, an entire meal's preparation was demonstrated at the Ottawa Windsor Hotel in Canada, paving the way for sale to future homes. Continued discovery. These early discoveries are what formed our continued thirst for finding the best methods of cooking in the fastest yet most flavorful means possible while feeding our brains to keep us developing. Charcoal grills, brick and clay pizza ovens, gas grills, infrared grills, campfires, all these were shaped from the very first cooking event, observing meat and vegetation cooking in fire, even if the first event was by nature's hand alone. Did we provide you with new information you didn't know? Leave us a comment and subscribe to our channel as we bring you recipes, tips, techniques, and the science behind the fire and smoke.